For more, we are joined by two former directors of the White House Office of National Drug Control, known more commonly as the country's drug czars. Gil Kerlikowske served as President Obama's drug policy advisor from 2009 to 2014 before becoming Commissioner of Customs and Border Patrol. He retired from that post in January. And John Walter served as drug czar for all 8 years of George W. Bush's presidency. He is the chief operating officer of the Hudson Institute, a conservative think tank. Thank you both for joining us. John Walters, let me start with you. Don't mandatory minimums handcuff judges, take away some of their discretion, and disproportionately affect the poor and people of color?
Well, what they do is they target in the federal level more senior traffickers, and they try to protect people from this horrible drug epidemic. I think the issue is whether or not we're going to have equity across the system. Some of these were created for two reasons. One, to create equity across the federal system for serious offenses so that some people in some places are shopping judges was not a way to avoid a fair and equal punishment. Two, the sentences were used to create evidence from individuals pending conviction to help break down whole drug organizations. They've worked. We need them now. We have the most deadly drug epidemic in the history of the United States underway.